separation. So in that case, there's like a separation to get rid of the sugar. Then after that, you've got your pesticides of interest. You're going to have to separate out those. So multi-separation stages. But if your separation then, high volume samplers we've already seen, they're separating out the solids from the matrix, which is the gas phase. We can size select by looking at the inlet we're using. Remember, we're using a cascade impactor at the start. We can use a size selective cascade impactor to select for a particular fraction. Remember, the 10 is referring to the aerodynamic diameter of the particles. The cascade impactors, they're separating out by mass. Now, for volatile organic compounds, gas chromatography is the usual technique that's used because of their volatility. We're going to look at the GC that we've now got two GCs in my lab. One is for VOCs, and another one that we're using with Paul Nelson is designed for nitrous oxide and methane and carbon dioxide.